Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. My guest on the program today is Superintendent of Knoxville Schools, Dr. Randy Flack, and we're discussing the school board meeting that was held this week. Lots of reports last night at the meeting.
Karen, I think it's important for the board to hear reports from teachers and students on some of the programs that are going on in the school district. And our teachers are always enthused about sharing information with the board. And whenever we can have a group of students who will give presentations on the things that they're doing and the things that they're excited about, I think that just shows the board that there are some good things going on, and it serves a little bit of a source of pride, I think, for the board and for the teachers and students too, to know that what they're doing is seen as important. You know, last night we had a report first from our talented and gifted program from both teachers and students. A couple students talked about some computer programs that they had put together and worked with. One designed a toy shop, one designed a house. We had a couple students who talked about their experiences with mock trial. It's very interesting to watch the students mature, of course, as they age, but also how they approach speaking in front of a group. And while I know it's a little nerve-wracking for them, it's also a great experience for them to be able to share information about the things that they've done with the Board of Education. There were maybe 30 people in the audience last night too, which again is good experience for those students to speak in front of a group of people.
Yeah, they did a really good job. I was very impressed with both the computer programs and the mock trial kids, their speaking abilities in front of a group. They didn't seem to be intimidated by a large group of people and old principals and superintendent are in the audience. I'm nervous. You know, they didn't act like they were. I think it's a really good bunch of kids.
Yep.
They seem to have a really good tag program.
Yeah, we do try to meet the needs, of course, of all of our students. And
sure.
To get into the tag program, there are very stringent requirements. After all, it's a program for those students who are deemed or seen as, at least on performances on test scores and in the classrooms, as really having special talents or gifts, if you will. I think that the renorming of some of our standardized tests over the last couple years has limited maybe the number of students that are in the program, but our teacher, especially at the elementary level, Jean Brandt, makes an effort to go into the classrooms and even work with some enrichment activities with some of the students who may not have qualified but could use that extra push or can be use that extra challenge that she can provide.
Mm-hmm. Bringing the opportunity to them a little bit, even though they may be not
sure,
score wise as far as testing goes. And then after that, there was a report on the elementary reading program.
We have adopted a new curriculum and materials this year for our reading program. Materials that are more aligned with the Iowa core and that also provide some suggestions for teachers as far as teaching large groups and small groups, very consistent with what we're doing in our professional development program at the school this year and that we started last year. The teachers, I think, are genuinely excited about this program. And I think the main reason that they're excited is because they see that they're giving high quality and very challenging materials to all of their students, not just small groups at a time. Yes, there are opportunities for working with students who maybe aren't progressing as rapidly as some of the others, and there are opportunities for those who need an extra challenge. But I think that large group reading instruction, and the fact that we give almost 2 hours a day to reading instruction, is really helpful to our elementary reading program and thereby to the entire program in the schools, because the skills that those students acquire early, they're going to serve them for a long time.
Sure. The earlier they can get those basics down, the better off they're going to be forever, isn't
it?
Right. After the reports were given and kind of talked about the retirement incentive, made some decisions on that.
Yeah, in short, the board decided that they would accept all 27 applications for participation in the retirement program this year, but that there will be no more applications accepted. The retirement incentives are paid through the management fund, which is funded by property taxes. Mr. Mobley has done a good job of looking at that fund and also the cash reserve levy that we have levied over the past few years. He's going to make some adjustments there, so there's no major impact on property taxes. But still, accepting these applications allows the district to save upwards of $400,000 from the general fund for next year, which would carry on for a couple years and kind of counterbalances or equalizes that impact in the management fund.
And then there was a report on the dropout prevention program, which sounds like it's successful.
The school district has completed the application for modified allowable growth for our dropout prevention program for a number of years. Through this funding, which is partially property taxes and partially comes from our existing budget, we provide salaries and benefits for the teachers who work at the Goal Elementary or Goal Alternative High School, also for some administrative services provided by Jill Van Workum. We provide partial salaries and benefits for some of our counselors who, without this program and without this funding, we just wouldn't be able to provide. And also for our summer school and after school programs that we frequently provide in the elementary schools. This funding is directed only toward these dropout prevention programs. There are a variety of concerns that are included under the dropout prevention program. You know, we look at students who might not be active in activities. We look at students who may have attendance issues, students who are not performing to their grade level, both on standardized tests and on local tests that are given to address reading and math skills. Students who maybe ought to be performing in the classroom who have failed some classes. Again, the purpose of this is to address those needs as early as possible, hopefully so those students will continue their education and will get their high school diploma.
Sure. Hopefully they do. And the final item was the Iowa's school board state convention that they attended last week. Sounds like they were happy with having gone.
Yeah, we had very good participation from the board. 4 out of the 5 members were able to attend. There are a variety of small group, small learning opportunities that board members can select to go to. I think it's really good that the board members select those small group sessions that are interest to them.
Right.
And it was very good. I thought that they all reported that what they chose to attend related to some things that are going on in the school district. Mm-hmm. And it's also nice to see what's going on in other school districts, because you can get some good ideas for things you can do here locally and maybe make some contacts with other board members or other school administrators to see exactly how they put some of those programs into place. So very pleased that 4 board members were able to get away to attend the 2-day conference, learn about school finance, learn about board superintendent relationships, learn about the jobs of the Board of Education. And I think it really shows an effort and an interest by our board members to learn as much as they can as they serve the school district.
Was there anything else that you wanted to
mention? Well, I just want to wish everybody a happy holiday season. Thanksgiving's coming up soon, and I hope that people are able to spend some time with their families and also to be thankful for all the wonderful things that we enjoy.
I agree. Thank you. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. My guest on the program today has been Dr. Randy Flack, Superintendent of Knoxville Schools. Remember, you can download and listen to Let's Talk Knoxville online on KNIA, KRLS.com on the radio audio media player. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Pella is up next.